You're listening to Arrivals, stories of migration, transformation, and change through the eyes of extraordinary men and women. The program that explores what we do when what we've done is a thing of the past. Season 2 of our show starts in June, but in the meantime, we're bringing you the second installment in a series called Standby. We've asked producers, composers, and sound designers to go back through the Arrivals catalog, choose their favorite episode, and to remake the show in their style and their voice. It's sort of like a podcast version of a remix. This week, we are thrilled to be sharing with you the work of Danish composer Anders Pettersen as he reimagines episode 4 of Arrivals.
Black Herman's Private Graveyard.
In April of 1934, Black Herman collapsed on stage, and according to his obituary in the Chicago Defender, he died of acute indigestion, but at the time, nobody would have believed it. He was buried at Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. Herman was widely known for his performances as a magician and illusionist, and he commanded sold-out shows of both black and white audiences, at a time when such a thing was a rarity. Herman himself was a commanding figure, tall and slender. He wore a sharp tuxedo with shiny shoes and a black bow tie. He was born Benjamin Rucker. He spent his teenage years honing his act under the mentorship of a traveling performer known by the name of Prince Herman. And when Prince Herman died suddenly, Rucker was only 17 years old. But in honor of his fallen mentor, he adopted the stage name Black Herman. So began Herman's meteoric rise to fame, because it was not only Herman's commanding presence and charisma that set him apart from other performers. From the very beginning, the story of his life was imbued with tall tales and mythology. A book chronicling the story of his life was available for purchase at his shows. It was entitled Black Herman's Secrets of Magic, Mystery, and Legerdemain. It's an interesting time capsule of what fascinated audiences back then. There's parlor tricks, a primer on numerology, tips on how to gain psychic powers. In the back of the book, entries for dozens of common dream events are explained. For example, if a person were to be buried alive in their dream, it would indicate a future in which the dreamer would be both wealthy and powerful. The remainder of it is dedicated to Herman's own biography, which details a life of perilous adventure and near-death escapades. According to the book, Herman was born 5 miles from a small town in the dark jungles of Africa, where a woman gifted in second sight predicted that he would travel the world mystifying millions and would eventually become the marvel of his age. And so the book explains his travels, where at every turn he sidesteps disasters and gains discreet knowledge of ancient mystical practices. In a marketplace in Cairo, he meets a woman named Helen Montaigne, who tries in vain to extort money from him. In China, a group of robbers try to coerce Herman into using his powers to steal a prized gem from the forehead of a famous statue of the Buddha. In India, Herman is said to have learned from Hindu magicians how to cast a subject into a death-like slumber, after which they are buried in the ground for several days. Then the body is dug up, and the person regains their faculties as though nothing had happened. The story ends with his heroic arrival in Harlem. He returns to America, the book says, a wise man. But this fantastical story of adventure and mysticism isn't what drew enormous crowds to Herman's shows. Though it is clear that Benjamin Rucker's life is one in which fact and fiction are inextricably woven together. A performance that would make him live forever in infamy is what drew the eager masses to him. That performance was known as Black Herman's private graveyard. It begins in an outdoor area 3 days before the show. An audience is ushered in to view the site of what looks like Herman's seemingly lifeless body laid in a casket before them. They would check his pulse, his vital signs, and then they would be ushered out. His body would be covered in dirt and buried in the ground. The night of the performance, Black Herman would rise from the grave, walk to the center of the stage, and to the awe and amazement of the audience, carry on with the show. When Herman collapsed on stage and later died, the coroner report indicated he'd most likely died of a heart attack, but because of his widely known Buried Alive act, he was thought to be performing his greatest magic trick yet. And this belief was so widespread that Herman's assistant charged admission to skeptical members of the public in the funeral home where he laid. I take the Uptown 4 train from Union Square in Manhattan all the way to the end of the line. The train emerges from the underground in Harlem and continues on past the tall tenements that border the tracks, over the river at the outermost edge of the island, past Yankee Stadium, and at last to the Woodlawn subway stop. I walk down the stairs of the overground, and I cross the street, and I arrive at the gates of Woodlawn Cemetery. 400 acres of rolling hills and monuments to the 300,000 people buried there. In between the headstones spread out like fiery playing cards in the grass, the fallen leaves of oak and linden trees. And somewhere in this city of sleeping souls lies the body of Black Herman, Benjamin Rucker, the master illusionist and marvel of his age. I imagine top hats, potion-filled vials, and other curiosities strewn across his headstone. This is Paul. He finds me peeking my head into the visitor center. He asks me what I'm looking for, and I worry for a second that I'm not supposed to be here. I tell him I'm trying to find the grave of an African-American magician and performer by the name of Benjamin Rucker. The name sounds familiar to him. He says that a famous magician may have come in search of the same grave at some point. He offers to drive me there. This is his job, helping people find their way to some person of interest, monitoring the grounds where people come to visit a loved one or a family member, or to pay homage to Miles Davis or Duke Ellington. Nellie Bly is buried here, who, like Herman, transformed her appearance, getting herself committed so she could report on the state of insane asylums in America. Bly's plot is a marker for an older part of the cemetery known as Honeysuckle. From her grave, number 212, we count backwards to Benjamin Rucker. (210, 205, 200, 198, 196, 190). I walked right past it without even knowing. Just a block of stone, largely covered over with grass. The private, unmarked grave of Black Herman. Arrivals is written and recorded in the permanent construction site of East Williamsburg in Brooklyn, New York, by a lovely team of producers, Ben Cruz, Gabriel Lewis, and me, Jonathan Hirsch. Our theme music was composed by Yasha Hoffman and Leo Sidran and appeared originally on the album The Afterneath. We're hosting another live show here in Brooklyn on the 22nd of June at Pete's Candy Store. So to our listeners in the New York City area, be sure to mark your calendars. It's going to be a pretty spectacular night. Special thanks to Anders Pedersen for producing this episode. You can find links to Anders' music, along with information about our show and live event on our website, arrvls.com. And while you're there, we hope you'll consider rating and reviewing us on iTunes. There's a link at the top of the page. Thank you for listening. And until we meet again, may you wind up where you need to be.